Happy Gilmore. Ever since I was old enough to skate, I loved hockey. Wasn't really the greatest skater, though. But that didn't stop my dad from teaching me the secret of smacking the greatest slap shot. My dad worshipped hockey. My mom didn't. That's why she moved to Egypt, where there's not a hockey rink within 1,500 miles. Dad always took me to games to cheer for our favorite player, Terry O'Reilly, the Tasmanian Devil. He wasn't the biggest guy in the league, but he feared nobody, just like me. Handsome fella, huh? He always said that when I grew up, I could be anything I wanted to be. But I never wanted to be anything but a hockey player. Yeah, my childhood was going great, but life is full of surprises. After the funeral, I was sent to live with my grandma in Waterbury. I was kind of nervous since I really didn't know her that well. But she dressed like Gene Simmons from Kiss to cheer me up. She's the sweetest person in the world. See, after my dad died, I developed kind of a short fuse. That kid right there just stole my party blower, and instead of asking for it back, I felt I had to belt him in the head a bunch of times with a hammer. Look at me go. But most of the time, I was quick to say I was sorry. During high school, I played junior hockey and still hold 2 league records. Most time spent in a penalty box, and I was the only guy to ever take off his skate and try to stab somebody. After I graduated, I had a lot of different jobs. I was a road worker, a janitor, a security guard, a gas station attendant, and a plumber. Lately, I've been working construction. It's not a bad racket. I'm a pretty good shot with a nail gun, but one day my boss, Mr. Larson, got in the way. Apparently, he also has a short fuse. Look at that monster. He got a few lucky punches in there, but I still feel I won the fight. Anyways, those jobs weren't for me. I was put on this planet for one reason: to play hockey.
My puck, baby! Don't you ever touch my puck!
Number 18. Is that Gilmore again? How many times has this guy tried out, anyway?
At least 10 times. Guy's got a lot of intensity.
Not a real strong skater, though.
Ain't the best puck handler, either.
Yeah, but my God.
What a shot.
They still on my power, man. Ain't no way they're gonna jog me this year.
Number 9 and number 43. The rest of you, if your number wasn't called, better luck next year.
Well, hey, Coach, what's going on here, man? What about me?
Gilmore, I called your number, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
Oh. Well,
better luck next year.
Hey, where are you going? I got a subway.
I already ate.
Yeah, well, I went to high school with a guy who worked there, so we got extra meatballs.
Great, I gotta run. See you later.
Hey, can you just stick around? I kinda had a rough day.
Bye.
When are you getting back?
Never.
Terry, wait!
Wait! Hold on a second, babe.
Yeah?
You're not going for good, are you, honey?
You're going nowhere, Happy, and you're taking me with you. All you ever talk about is being a pro hockey player, but there's a problem. You're not any good.
I am good! You know what? You're a lousy kindergarten teacher. I've seen those finger paintings you bring home, and they suck!
I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean that. I think they're excellent finger paintings.
Please, don't go.
I am not spending the rest of my life with a loser. I'm gone.
Good, then get the hell out of my life. Who needs you? Beat it. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean that either. I just yell sometimes because I get so scared. Scared of being a nobody. Why don't you just come back upstairs, honey? I'll give you the old smoochy-smoo kissy-wissy. Hmm? You know Happy's going to make everything okay. I want to kiss you all over and over and again. I want to kiss you all over. Dun, dun, dun. Till the night closes in. Till the night closes in.
Terry.
My grandmother!
Get out, kid!
We're just doing our jobs.
What are you talking about?
Your grandmother hasn't paid her taxes in over a decade.
What? Grandma, you didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
Where are you taking all her stuff?
I'm not taking her stuff, okay? The government is. It's not like I'm taking your stuff over to my place or something like that, all right? So don't get mad at me.
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old. You can't just take her stuff. She's too old.
I'm sorry. I have no discretion here. Her stuff is now our stuff.
Well, at least we got the house, right? I mean, I can bring furniture from my place over here. We're going to be okay, Grandma.
Now you're really going to be mad. I have to take the house, too.
Oh, look, pal. My grandfather built this house with his bare hands. My grandma's been here over 60 years. You can't take her house.
Mrs. Gilmore owes the IRS $270,000 in back taxes.
Oh, my God.
We have to take the house. And if you can't get the money together in 90 days, we're going to have to sell the house to someone else. You hate me, don't you?
No, I don't hate you. He hates me.
Don't worry, Grandma. Everything's going to be all right.
Hey, look at this place. Silver Acres Rest Home. Oh, it looks more like a country club than a nursing home. Nice grass, nice people.
I hope you brought your bathing suit.
Oh, I'm telling you, this place is perfect. You're going to make friends in no time.
Get me out of here!
Where'd you eat that? Leave us alone!
Grandma, you don't got to do this, you know. You can come live with me.
Oh, nonsense, dear. You're a grown man. I wouldn't burden you like that. And that's fun. You tell me, how's that nice girlfriend of yours?
Oh, she got hit by a car. She's dead. Oh. Look, I'm telling you, I am going to get the 270 grand, and we're going to get your house back. That is a promise. In the meantime, just stay here and have some fun.
I will, dear. Don't worry.
Oh, pardon me, but it's nap time.
All right, Matt, that sounds nice.
You go.
I love you.
I love you too, darling.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, buddy, I want you to do me a favor. You see that lady? She's very important to me, okay?
Okay.
So, I want you to take extra special care of her. You know what I'm talking about here?
I can't accept that.
But I'll tell you what I can do. To take extra special care of that young lady over there. For nothing.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Have a nice afternoon.
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep. Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Oh, dear.
Hey, bet you I can hit a ball past that tree. 20 bucks as you can.
Hey, moron. I told you I want to watch the hockey game. Now, cut that golf fishy crap and finish up in there.
Relax. Think of it as a way to enjoy your grandma's possessions for another half hour.
Oh, my God. You got a hold of that one.
I'd like to see you try it.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks. Sorry, ladies, I'm not the golfing type.
I'll tell you what. You hit a ball past my ball, and we'll go straight back to work so you can watch your precious hockey game.
Give me the stupid club. Look at this stupid thing.
This is going to be hilarious. Look how he's standing.
You like that?
Go back to work.
The house is like 400 yards away.
Is that good?
That's unbelievable.
Beginner's luck. 20 bucks says you can't do it again.
Bring it on.
That guy!
He shouldn't have been standing there.
One more time. Double or nothing.
You better pay up.
Oops.
All right, maybe we should get back inside.
Hey, you made a bet. Pay the man.
Tell your friend.
Step right up, folks. See if you can outdrive the amazing golf ball whacker guy.
That's great. Very good. And those knees, remember now, it's all in the hips. You're doing great. It's all in the hips.
All right, 50 bucks, I can hit it over the highway. Any takers?
Oh, no.
Do you play?
Never. This is my first time.
Hey, you should play in the Waterbury Open tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
He's going to play. My God, he's going to win.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bring that shit on, man. Oh, God, I love it. I do. Oh, God, that hurt a little, but I'm all right.
My God, son, what the hell are you doing?
364 more days till next year's hockey tryouts. I gotta toughen up.
Yeah! Oh, God, that felt good. Yeah!
Come on, boy, cut that out. You're making me sick.
Hey!
So you're a hockey player, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to give that shit up? You're going to concentrate on golf?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the club pro here, Chubbs Peterson. I'm offering to teach you how to play golf personally. For free.
No.
You have no idea who I am, do you?
No, I don't.
Back in 1965, Sports Illustrated said I was going to be the next Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, what happened?
They wouldn't let me play on the pro tour anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
Hell no. Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, tournament down in Florida. I hooked my ball in the rough down by the lake,
damned alligator just popped up. Cut me down in my prime. He got me. But I tore one of that bastard's eyes out, though. Look at that.
You're pretty sick, Chubbs.
I have never seen anybody that hit that ball half as far as you can. You got real talent, kid.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but I've been training to be a hockey player my whole life.
Golf's no different from hockey. Requires talent, self-discipline.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass. You should talk to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer, huge ass.
Hey, I bet your neighbor, the accountant, can't drive the ball 400 yards. Bet your neighbor, the accountant, doesn't have a shot to get on the pro tour.
How would I do that?
You win the Open tomorrow, you're automatically on the pro tour. Then who knows? Maybe you win the tour championship one day. Get that gold jacket like I never got.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Oh!
Oh!
Don't worry about that. Made of wood. It's real sturdy.
Oh, boy. Sorry about that. Look, it was good to meet you, but, yeah. So, all right, I'm out of here.
You know, this is not real smart, kid. I thought you were pro material. Trying to make the big bucks.
Hey, Chubb, what kind of big bucks? Oh, must be Burt Reynolds or something.
Good morning. Sun, isn't this great? Blue skies, fresh cut grass, birds chirping.
You're gonna recite me a poem easy. Geez, you love this golf stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Figure a guy your size, why didn't you play a normal sport like football?
Well, my mama wouldn't sign a permission slip. Thought it might be a little too dangerous.
Oh, yeah, good call. Hey, who's that?
The shorter guy on the right, Doug Thompson. He's the president of the tour. The other guy, Shooter McGavin, leading money winner this year.
Hey, who's the girl?
Hi, I'm Virginia Bennett, director of public relations for the tour.
Of course, I've heard you've done some really interesting things here.
Really? Oh, because I'm working on a cross-promotional thing right now.
You know what would be great? I'd get a Pepsi.
Sure.
Oh, miss?
Yeah.
Diet?
Right.
By the way, thanks for dressing up.
Hey, if I saw myself in clothes like those, I'd have to kick my own ass. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Waterbury Open. Now, before we tee off, I have a very special treat for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Shooter McGavin.
Thank you, Doug. You know, I saw Doug play yesterday, and I got to tell you, this guy spends more time in the sand than David Hasselhoff. Now, let me get a little serious on you. Now, you're all aware that today's big winner will be invited to join the Pro Tour, and I just want you to know that although only one of you gets to be my colleague, all of you are now my friends.
Thank you. Now go get him.
Next up, Lafferty Daniel and Gilmore Happy.
Hey, where are you going with those clubs, huh?
Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. No, let me carry these, all right? They're my grandfather's. They're pretty old.
Well, what should I do then?
I don't know. Why don't you just watch me and make sure I don't do anything stupid, okay?
Mr. Gilmore, Mr. Lafferty will be teeing off now.
All right. Good luck, buddy.
Get out of the way.
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
Probably the only good one I've had all day, huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Gilmore, you're up.
All right.
green. In contact with the ball, there's no goalie out there to block it. Remember, it's all in the air. Hey, hey. It's all in. Come on. Work with it now. It's all in the air. Yeah. It's all in the air. It's all in the air.
Get off of me.
Hey, just easing the tension, baby. Just easing the tension.
Well, ease it on someone else.
Shoulders to push the ball, not your arms. Don't break the wrist and bring that putter back. Whoa,
you're confusing me. Just let me put the ball in the hole.
All right. Hey, kid. Good shot.
About time.
Hey, it is about time. I mean, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it.
I should just try to get the ball in one shot every time.
Good play.
Did you see that?
Yes, no, sure.
He just got a hole-in-one on a par 4.
I know. I guess what I saw.
Oh, I hope he wins. He's a publicist's dream. I mean, a guy who can drive the ball that far, oh, he can really draw a crowd.
You know what else could draw a crowd? A golfer with an arm going out of his ass.
Don't worry about it. You're still in good shape. All you got to do is just tap it in. Just tap it in now. Hey, just tap.
Strap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Nice to meet you.
I just wanted to say welcome and congratulations. I saw that hole in one on a par four. That's got to be some kind of record, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I got a hockey record. I took my skate off and tried to stab somebody. I'm the only guy who ever did that.
That's wonderful.
I'm a little bit bummed, though, you know. I thought we were going to get some money for this.
Oh, well, cheer up. Next week in Portland, the winner takes home $216,000.
Whoa. How about the guy who comes in last place?
$2,400.
All right. So no matter what, I'm going to get some money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll see you next week then.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, man. I hate to admit this, but this is my first trophy. Only problem is that goofy golf guy on top. Maybe the guy at the trophy store could put a little hockey guy on there. Who the hell
Happy, shut your trap.
All right.
I got to admit, you were great out there today.
Thank you.
But you weren't that great. A lot of that was luck.
Well, some might call it luck. I'd like to call it, well, luck, I guess. So what?
So, I want you to put off joining the pro tour for a while. We got a lot of work to do before you go out there and compete with those real professionals.
Forget it, Chubbs. I learned a lot today. I'll just pick up the rest as I go along.
Stop being a damn fool. People would kill to be able to hit the long ball like you. You got an advantage over any man that walks out onto the tee. All we need to do is develop the rest of your game. Then you'd be unstoppable, son.
Hey, you're probably right, but I just can't wait. I need money.
You're spoken like a true asshole. Look, just give me 6 months. I'll work with you every day.
No. I gotta go. I appreciate everything. Wish me luck.
Best of luck to you. Best of luck.
Marty, if you'd stop yapping your trap for a second, I could tell you. The price is $200 per quilt. Yeah, well, this is handmade quality shit we're talking here. Yes, well, when do you need them by? All right. Good doing business with you. Okay, listen up, everybody. Turn up your volumes. Announcement. I got good news. We're extending arts and crafts time by 4 hours today.
My fingers hurt.
What's that?
My fingers hurt.
Oh, well, oh. Now your back's going to hurt. Did you just pull landscaping duty? Anybody else's fingers hurt? I didn't think so. Why you do that to me, huh? Why do you make me act like that in front of everybody, huh? Mr. Gilmore! Hey, 20 straight down to the right here.
How's my grandma?
Oh, she's super. We're just enjoying some arts and crafts time right now. Grandma's quite a quilter.
Hey.
Wow, that's a tremendous looking trophy.
Happy. I'm so glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you too, Grandma. I've been thinking about you all the time.
Looks like everybody's having fun here, huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
Grandma, good news. I made the professional golfers tour.
That's lovely, dude.
Yeah, it is lovely. You know what else is lovely? If I can figure out a way to beat those other guys, we're going to get the house back.
Oh, thank God. I can't stand to live in this place another minute.
What are you talking about? I thought you liked it here. That orderly guy seems very nice. Don't you like him?
Oh, I do. It's just, the air conditioner's broken. I'm getting a little warm.
Well, just let the kid fix it for you. All right. Got the little twisty knobs. That ain't doing it.
Mister! Get this off of me! Mister!
Hang on, I'll be right down.
You know that Mister lady? I think I just killed her.
What'd you expect? Norman spent more time in the sand than David Hasselhoff.
Come on, that's funny.
Yeah, it was funny the first time I heard it. Oh, drink up.
Hey, anybody tapped the keg yet? I'll pump. All right?
I'm Happy Gilmore. What's up?
Yeah, Happy Mark Lai. Welcome to the tour.
Thanks.
Yeah, I heard about that ace you had on that par four. Man, that's impressive.
You heard about that?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a nice jacket.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? They give you one if you win the tour championship.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It's probably the biggest tournament of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's yours?
That's good. It is a good one. It's a funny guy. Well, I'll have money, what, 3 months, Chris? Yeah, not if I have anything to do with it. You won't.
Whoa, look out.
You better look out, boy. Hey, if you're not doing anything later, why don't you join us at 9 o'clock on the 9th green?
What happens there?
That's a secret of the pros.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. All right, I'm out of here. I hear that asteroids machine calling my name from the game room, so peace.
Oh, and Happy.
Just nice, huh? Oh, all right, all right. Almost 9 o'clock. Public relations lady, you see Trudy McGavin around?
No, why?
I just need to beat the living piss out of him.
Wait, let me guess, the old 9th green at 9 trick, huh?
It would appear so, now wouldn't it?
You're right, he does deserve a beating. But if you beat him up tonight, I've got to get up in the morning and explain to the paper why the new guy on the tour beat up Shooter McGavin, so you see he'd really be making more work for me.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to do that.
Listen, don't worry about Shooter. He's just threatened by you. He's worried you're going to steal some of his thunder.
Well, that's nice of you to say. So, all right. I'm going to go change now.
Okay.
Hey, my girlfriend's dead, you know. She fell off a cliff and died on impact.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, you should get some sleep, Gilmore. Tomorrow's a big day.
You're right, it is.
Hello, everybody. I'm Vern Lundquist, along with Jack Beard. Looks like we're going to have a nice crowd here on this sensational April morning for the 22nd annual AT&T Invitational. The field includes a group of elite golfers from around the world. The favorite has to be Shooter McGavin. He's won 3 of the last 4.
Hey. Thanks, man.
Hey.
Here's my last
buck. The last one, I'm going
to
kill you.
Aw, come on. He's just trying to make some money. Leave him alone.
I tell you, I don't know what it is about this big winning streak I'm on. I'm in the zone. What can I say? The hole just seems to get bigger.
Sounds like he'll be the favorite, Shooter.
Well, I certainly don't think I'm the favorite. With all the great players here today, it's really anyone's tournament. I'm just trying to do the best I can out there. I tell you, the real winner today is the city of Portland. Every time I come here, it gets harder to leave. I think you guys put something in the water.
Excuse me, I got to go play a little golf.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Hey. I'm a hockey player, but I'm playing golf today.
Name?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, the guy with the long drive. What's your caddy's name?
You guys haven't given me one yet.
Well, on the pro tour, you provide your own caddy.
Really? Ooh. All right. Hey, easy with those clubs, all right? They're antiques.
Gary Potter, great to have you on the tour, Happy. A lot of solid energy coming out of you. Good positive aura. Great. Great. It's all great.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Nice to meet you, man.
Is it always like this with the TV cameras and the people and stuff? Oh, yeah. A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad.
Uh-huh.
Feel the flow, Happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. You pay the quarter, you get on the horse. It goes up and down and around.
Oh.
Circular. Circle. With the music, the flow. All good things.
Yeah, all right. Well, great. Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you, man. Psycho.
Next to tee off, Happy Gilmore.
All right, give me a club. I'll get it.
What?
What a shot by Happy Gilmore. Who the hell is Happy Gilmore?
Bennett in here immediately. I think he should use a 5 on the pixel. You're my wedge.
Fine iron, huh?
Well, you're fine. Bye-bye.
Riding the bull?
Yeah.
You're acting like a damn fool.
Doing the bull dance. Feeling the flow. Working. Working it.
On the 18th green, Shooter McGavin is putting for the win. Maybe it's just me, but his crowd seems unusually small for this type of moment. I think most people have found their way over to Happy Gilmore. He's been the talk of the course today with his huge drives and his amazingly bizarre behavior. He's on the 17th green right now, having a little trouble closing out his day.
Happy, the ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the hole. So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport. Send him home.
Send him home. Just send him home. Time to go home there, ball.
Son of a bitch, ball. Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
Suck my white ass, ball.
Put out a press release concerning Happy Gilmore being thrown off the tour. I want to see a draft by 6 p.m.
You're right. He was out of line. His behavior is completely unacceptable. But you know, golf has been waiting for a player like this. A colorful, emotional, working-class hero.
I will not tolerate behavior like this. Gilmore is gone.
I just got a call from the Dallas Open. Their phones have been ringing off the hook with people who want to see Happy. They just sold out.
Already?
I know. He's a little rough around the edges. But let me work.
He's a monkey!
Okay. Fine. But he's your responsibility. If he cleans up his act, he can stay. If he doesn't, it's your ass. And any more of this...
Fucking cunt! Oh! There you fucking lie, mother...
And he's gone.
You fucking bitch! You fucking play it where it lies! Fuck you!
Whoa! Shooter, what do you think of Happy Gilmore?
I didn't get a chance to see him play.
I was too busy winning.
You gotta admit, that's a hell of a drive, 450 yards, huh?
Yeah, how did he finish again? Dead last? Oh, yeah, he had a good day, though. Thanks.
Is it true that you made a 450-yard
hey,
hole in one?
Hey, where's my check?
We'll be mailing him up next week, sir.
Oh, no, I want mine now.
I don't have any checks to give.
Well, that guy got one, right? Give me one of them big ones. I don't care.
Hey, pal, I'm a beer. Hey, put that on my tab. That was quite a show you put on today, Gilmore. You were the talk of the tournament.
Wow, thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, you would have crushed that ball off the tee, I'll tell you what. You know, you'd be something in one of those long drive contests. Yeah, you can probably make a very good living, traveling around, hustling at driving ranges. Thanks, though.
That's, I know what you're doing right now, and I don't like it. So why don't you just shut your trap before I put my foot in it?
Don't turn your back on me. Let's get one thing straight. This is Shooter's tour. I've worked hard my whole life, paid my dues, and now it's Shooter's turn. And Shooter's not about to let his reign at the top be spoiled by some freak sideshow clown.
Did you just call me a freak? I was on this tour for one reason, money. But now I got a new reason, kicking your ass.
Well, I'd like to see you try.
Let's do it.
I met on a golf course.
Hey, what is going on here, huh?
Oh, I was just looking for the other half of this bottle, and there's some of it right there. There's some right there too.
Why don't you just put it down?
Yeah, I know. Just stay out of my way, or you'll pay.
Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
You better calm down or you're going to get kicked off this tour.
That can't happen.
Yes, it can happen, and I don't want it to happen. You could be a big star on the tour.
I don't want to be a big star. I want to make some money.
Well, you're not going to be around long enough to make money unless you start behaving.
All right, take it easy. What do you mean by behaving?
I mean no swearing, no swinging clubs, and especially no hitting other players.
Oh, good. You mean no fun.
No. No, you can have fun, and that's why I think people are going to come to see you. But you've got to keep it within reason.
All right, I will work on what you call behaving, but I ain't gonna act like a stiff out there.
Fine. Thank you.
Hey, what are you doing now? You wanna get some food?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't date golfers.
Oh, good, because I'm a hockey player.
Just, behave, okay?
Happy Gilmore makes his way to the tee in the 72nd annual Cleveland Classic.
Happy Gilmore! Drive it 400 yards!
Oh, my God, man. I can't believe I'm a fan. I've been waiting my whole life for this. Uh-oh.
Yeah, don't be alarmed, Mr. Gilmore. I know we had our problems, but I'm truly proud of you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mr. Larson. Good to see you again. How's that, thing feeling?
Oh, terrific. The nail comes out next week.
Well, you can hardly even notice it.
Make a little noise here, huh? Come on, I can't hear
you. To reach the green from here, Shooter?
That's not possible, sir.
I beg to differ. Happy Gilmore accomplished that feat no more than an hour ago.
Well, moron, good for Happy Gilmore. Oh, my God! Oh, my God.
Hey, Shooter, haven't you forgotten your 9-iron?
Quite a large and economically diverse crowd here at the Michelob Invitational. I guess it's the new tour sensation, Happy Gilmore, who's attracting all sorts of people to this beautiful course. Jack, I think I even saw one guy wearing one of those beer-dispensing plastic helmets.
Biggie, pal. Time's ticking away. I gotta make some real money. Now, what do you think? Slightly downhill?
And slightly left.
No, it just seems that way because you only got one shoe on.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Gilmore from 9 feet. Uh-oh, here comes the putter throw. Wait. He's restrained himself. Maybe this is a new Happy Gilmore. Another tournament in Dallas and another Shooter McGavin victory. He's now won here 3 years in a row.
A hoot.
Well, he's bringing in some big crowds.
Yeah. You know, what was great today, one of his fans mooned me and had Happy written on his ass. Ha on the one cheek, and then, sure enough, PPY right there in the other. I think it's great what he's doing for the sport.
Well, yeah, I'm beginning to come around.
Yeah, everyone seems to be coming around. Well, I'm not, Doug.
This man is destroying golf. I saw two big fat naked bikers in the woods off 17 having sex. How am I supposed to chip? What's that going on, Doug? You've got to kick him off the tour.
He's not breaking any rules, and until he does...
But he's a disgrace to the game!
You may be right, but our ratings are up, and we're attracting new youthful sponsors. I'm sorry, Shooter. There's nothing I can do.
Well, I guess I'll have to take care of this myself.
Grandma, I came in ninth place. I won $35,000.
So we'll get the house back?
As long as I don't come in last place in the next two tournaments, we'll get the money in time.
Oh, that's wonderful, Happy.
I love you, Grandma. Bye.
Goodbye, darling.
Hey, Virginia. You know, we should go on that date. I've been pretty good lately.
Oh, really? Well, what is this I hear about you breaking a rake and throwing it into the woods?
What? I didn't break it. I was just testing its durability. And then I placed it in the woods. Because it's made of wood, and I just thought he should be with his family.
Uh-huh.
At least I didn't punch anybody.
All right. Okay, we'll go on a date. But just as friends, all right?
Yeah, just as friends. Slow down. I don't want to be more than friends. I just met you. Whew. Is you okay?
Yeah, I have a skin.
Hey, Sal! Can we get a little time here? For Happy Gilmore, anything! Thanks.
You used to play ice hockey?
Shut up. Oh, my God. Power failure. It's getting very scary in here.
Did you set this up?
No.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to Endless Love in the Dark.
This song reminds me of seventh grade.
This song reminds me of my grandma.
That's kind of weird.
No, she took me to see this movie. I got the biggest crush on Brooke Shields.
Really?
Yeah. My grandmother told me I should write her a letter, you know? So I did. I got a letter back from Brooke like 2 weeks later. But it was in my grandmother's handwriting.
Grandma's not sweet.
She is sweet. That's why I feel so terrible.
Why?
No, forget it.
No. It's okay, you can tell me.
sister, she's stuck in a damn nursing home. The IRS repossessed her house.
That's awful.
That's why I joined the tour. I'm pretty close to getting her house back. But look, don't tell anybody about this. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Don't worry. I won't tell anybody.
Hey, I'll make you a bet.
Do you always carry a puck around?
Yeah. All right, now, if you get that puck in that net over there, I'll never bother you again. But if you miss, you gotta give me a big fat kiss. And you gotta pretend that you like it too.
Really?
Good luck. Shit. Talk about your all-time backfires.
Happy. I didn't see it go in.
Welcome to Soggy San Francisco, the site of this year's Pepsi Pro-Am.
How are you doing, Happy? I'm Bob Barker.
Wow, what an honor. Nice to meet you.
Looks like you and I are going to be playing together today.
That's funny. Who am I really playing with?
This is a Pro-Am, Happy. Each golfer is playing with a celebrity.
Wow.
You know, Nick Faldo and I won this thing last year, and I'd like to win it again this year.
All right, I'll do my best. Hey, Gilmore! You suck, you jackass. Why don't you shut the hell up? I'd love to punch that guy in the face right now, but I can't, you know, because I'd get in trouble. I bet you got a lot of that on Let's Make a Deal.
If the price is right, Happy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It happens. Let's play some golf.
Okay.
Jackass.
Whoa. The club went further than the ball.
What the hell was that all about?
It's just that, you know, it's rainy and that guy in it just slipped.
You're going to need a blanket and suntan lotion because you're never going to get off that beach just the way you never got into the NHL, you jackass. The green's that way. Sure. You will not make this putt, you jackass. Nice shooting, soldier.
All right, Happy. Nice and easy. That was not nice and easy.
That guy's driving me crazy.
You know what's driving me crazy? You not getting the ball in the hole.
Don't push me, Bob. Now's not the time.
This guy sucks.
We haven't seen Happy Gilmore play this badly since his first day on tour. He and Bob Barker are now dead last.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
Oh! You like that, old man? You want a piece of me? I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing. Oh!
price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Bitch.
Wow, that couldn't have gone any better. Instead of hitting you, he hits Bob Barker.
Good, huh? So I'll see you at the next tournament, right?
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. This was on national TV. Gilmore's gone.
Well, look, let's get something to eat. There's a Red Lobster nearby. My treat.
Maybe some other time.
Shooter, I thought we were going to be friends.
Oh, we're friends.
We are.
I just got to go.
Okay, well, I'll be at the Red Lobster in case you change your mind, Shooter. God bless.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Happy Gilmore. Come on now.
Thank you, Shooter. Sit down, Mr. Gilmore. So you had a fight with a game show host on national TV. I don't consider that entertainment. This is not hockey, Mr. Gilmore, no matter how much you want it to be.
I know that, and I'm sorry, okay?
But it wasn't my fault. There was some guy out there giving me crap, and it took every ounce of my energy not to hit him.
So you decided to headbutt Bob Barker. So who won that fight anyway?
That's enough, Shooter. Now, the board is taking the following action. You'll be fined $25,000 and suspended for 1 month.
Suspended? I gotta play!
Doug, kick him off the tour.
Well, the board thinks that that might be extreme considering the fact that our ratings were the highest that we've ever had.
Doug, look, my grandmother's house got repossessed. If I can't make some prize money in the next tournament, they could sell it to somebody else.
Well, whoop-dee-doo. Get out.
I don't want to hear it. It's over. My grandmother's never going to see her house again.
Yeah, but you've made a lot of money. You could get her a really nice condo.
My grandfather didn't build any condos with his bare hands.
Damn it, I hate that Bob Barker.
Okay, there has got to be another way to get the $50,000.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore, all right? I failed, okay? Let me just sit here and enjoy the one thing that makes me a little bit happy. This fresh, delicious, tasty, meaty, turkey-filled, cold-cut combo. I eat three every day to help keep me strong.
Hey, Happy! Can I have one of those? Coming right up!
Talk about a hole-in-one.
Subway sandwiches will drive away your hunger.
What do you think, Grandma Gilmore? I love him. And he looks so handsome. And it makes me hungry.
Oh, really? Well, they gave me this card. It gives us free Subway for life.
Oh, that's lovely, dear.
Lovely. You know what else is lovely? That commercial put us up to $275,000. Let's go get your house back.
Oh, Happy.
What the hell?
I'm glad you made it. This is very exciting. We're going to auction off your grandmother's house.
Hey, hold it. You said if we get the money by today, we could buy the house back. Right? You can buy the house back.
Bidding will start at 100,000. 100. Do I hear the 100?
This is the exciting part. Have fun.
What's going on?
Thank you, and a two now.
No, this could be good. We'll get the house back cheaper than we thought.
And 250 and 225. Thank you. 50 I have.
Maybe not.
275! At 275, new bidder in the middle and a 3. 3 now. At 350 down front and a 375. I have 350 down front and a 75. 75 anywhere? At 350,000 down front. Sold. Gentleman with the white sweater.
What just happened, Happy?
Oh, wait in the car, Grandma.
Hey! What the hell is the matter with you?
Well, real estate speculation is a hobby of mine. Now, you lay another finger on me. I burn the house down and piss on the ashes.
What do you want for it, Shooter?
You know what I want. You off the tour. Quit. And the house is yours.
Fine, I quit.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Happy, I need to talk to you.
What? He's a jerk, but he's right. I don't belong in this sport. I'm a hockey player.
Oh, really? What team do you play for?
Easy.
Face it, Happy. You are a golfer.
Look, I did this so I could get Grandma's house back. Now I can. No regrets.
What do you think Grandma wants more, to get her house back or to see her grandson succeed?
Maybe there's a way she can have both. Hey, Shooter.
Yeah.
Tour championships next week, right?
That's right.
If I beat you, I get the house back. You beat me, I'll quit.
You're going to beat me? The golf? Oh, you're on. You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
That was great. I know you were going to kick his ass.
Yeah, well, that makes one of us. All right, look, take care of Grandma. I can walk from here.
Well, where are you going?
I got to learn how to play golf.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
All right. As long as you're willing to admit that now. Are you ready to get down to business and do exactly what I tell you to do?
Believe me, I'm ready.
Then let's get to work,
all right? Ooh, I'm sorry. Here. Oh, here's your pinky.
Hey, Happy Land. Just like me.
Don't get excited, kid. I've been here before.
This is embarrassing. I'm a professional golfer, for God's sake.
No, it's a short game that's embarrassing. Come on, let's go. Okay. This time, just line up your putt. Don't even look at the hole, huh? Aim for a spot 6 inches in front of the ball. Line up, spot 6 inches in front of the ball.
Okay. 6 inches.
Shoot him again. Play with raw emotion. You can't putt angry. You have to clear your mind of everything else. Stay focused.
Now, how the hell am I going to do that?
Think of a place that's really perfect. Your own happy place. Go there, and all your anger will just disappear. Then putt.
Happy place.
Happy place. Your happy place. How do you feel?
I had steps out there tonight. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
Got something really special for you.
Oh, wow, thanks, Scott.
See that? That is the same putter I used when I played. Slightly modified, of course.
Man, this is excellent.
You got the spirit of a hockey player in you, Happy. So I figured why fight, huh?
Oh, I got something for you, too, pal.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I figured if it wasn't for you, none of this would have happened, right? So I wanted to show my appreciation.
Oh, this looks nice. What is it, eh?
Open it up.
Oh, man.
Remember the gator that got your hand? I got his head. First my dad, now Chubb. Anybody I get close to dies. If I were you, I'd run.
No, you can't blame yourself for this.
I guess that alligator finally finished the job, huh? I'm gonna miss you, pal. I don't know how the hell I'm gonna play today.
Look, just remember everything that he taught
you. Congratulations, murderer. You killed a golf legend.
Beat it, McGavin.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dedicate my performance at the Tour Championship to Chubb's memory.
To hell with that. I'm playing for Chubb's.
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
Hey. You want to beat him? Beat him on the course.
That's right. I'm going to beat your ass on the course.
Yeah, right. Grizzly Adams had a beard.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
The golfers of the Tour Championship are ready to hit the links. There may be 63 professionals vying for the title of world's best, but in the minds of the spectators, there are really only two. Tour kingpin and shooter McGavin and bad boy Happy Gilmore, fresh off his recent suspension. And wouldn't you know it, they've been paired together.
I've got some very interesting interior design ideas for Grandma's house. You know that bedroom at the top of the stairs?
Yeah, that was my room.
I think I'm turning that into my trophy room. This may not be big enough.
All right. You know what the pathetic thing is? You've been playing golf your whole life.
Let me show you how we do it in the pros.
Happy learned how to putt. Uh-oh.
Here's a free lesson. Can't learn that in a hockey rink.
After one day, shooter McGavin is in the lead, but the big surprise is young Happy Gilmore, nipping at his heels and trailing by only one stroke. Shooter from the sand, playing like he really wants that jacket. Happy Gilmore answers right back with a birdie. Eagle opportunity. It's good! And Shooter can't believe it! He is now tied with Happy Gilmore. Uh-oh, a little too much zip on that one. Hold it. Hold it. No.
I didn't see that. Did that go in? I wasn't watching. Did it go in up? Did it go in the hole? I wasn't watching. And I know I saw it go up. Did it come back in? All right.
At the end of the third day, Happy Gilmore has taken the lead. And Jack, one can't help but be impressed with the fast improvement in his short game.
Hey, Donald. Shooter. No, thanks, pal. Not hungry. Listen, this call's about business. I need you here in the morning.
Well, it's the final day of the Tour Championship, and it's shaping up to be quite a classic. Happy Gilmore leads the pack. Could there be a changing of the guard? We'll know in 18 short holes. Oh, Happy is really on today.
Injuries. Just keep off your feet for a few days.
To hell with that. I gotta finish up.
Fine. Do whatever you like. What would I know? I'm just a doctor.
Hey, are you gonna be all right?
I'm fine. Happy. There is no shame in throwing in the towel. When it comes to your health, you can't be too cautious. Let's just play some golf.
I knew Happy Gilmore was tough, but I can't believe he's gonna keep playing after being hit by that car. Let's hope it doesn't affect his game. Oh, my. That's the first time he's failed to outdrive Shooter McGavin.
Well, well, well. Happy Gilmore is human, after all.
Happy Gilmore is in big trouble, Jack. He's lost the power to hit the long ball. If he's going to have any chance of winning today, he's got to get it done on the green. Oh, he's really got to focus now. He's got to save this one for par. Oh, my. That bogey drops him out of the lead. If he wants to stay in this thing, he has to calm down and sink some putts.
Don't worry about your grandma, Gilmore. She can live with me. Be my maid.
Look at the cabbage he's in now. Things just keep getting worse for Happy Gilmore.
All right, just remember what Chubb said. Go to a happy place. Go to a happy place.
Well, this looks like the end for Happy Gilmore. Shooter now has a commanding lead.
Oh.
Happy, look who's here.
Grandma.
Happy, you look upset. What's wrong?
I don't know what to say. I stink. I'm not going to win.
Oh, that's all right, sweetheart. The house isn't important. It's just the house.
Stop fraternizing with the help, Gilmore. Just hit your ball, if you can find it. Hi, Grandma.
Forget him. I just want you to be happy, darling.
All right, Grandma. Grandma wants me to be happy.
Shut up, Happy. Don't feel bad about me. I got my hand back, see?
Just begun to live. White lace and promises, kiss for luck and we're on our way.
It ain't over yet, McGavin. The way I see it, we've only just begun.
The gold jacket's yours. Shoes gotta choke.
Unbelievable.
Damn you people, this is gold! For a rock concert!
Gilmore has really charged in the back nine. He's now dead even with Shooter McGavin. And if Shooter doesn't get himself out of this current funk he's in, he may yet again miss out on the gold jacket.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 18th hole is a par 3, 160 yards. In the event of a tie, there will be a sudden death playoff. Mr. Gilmore, you have the honors.
Well, no matter what, I gotta admit I'm having fun.
Happy Gilmore, you're starting to sound like a golfer.
I know, keep it down.
Oh, nice shot. Right at the pin. 15 feet short of the hole. Shooter's ball is in the woods, and Happy's on the 18th green, where earlier a car driven by a crazed fan rammed the TV tower.
Yeah. Excuse me, I just got to get through. I'm looking for my ball. This is golf, okay? Excuse me, thank you. Thank you.
Is this your ball?
Yes, it is.
It struck my foot.
Doug! Can I get a drop?
The rule says play it as it lies.
That far shooter.
Oh, you can count. Good for you.
And you can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot.
Looks like you're still away.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Thank you.
On Gilmore. If he misses, Happy can two-putt his way to victory. Gilmore can sink this. It will cap an amazing comeback.
Great, now I have a stinking tower blocking my ball.
Don't worry about it. We'll get this cleaned up and you'll finish tomorrow. Right, Doug?
No. He has to hit it now. He has to play the ball as it lies.
No.
I did it off Frankenstein's fat foot, remember? Those are the rules. I didn't write them.
I'm afraid he's right. Take a shot, Mr. Gilmore.
Oh, and Virginia, in case you were wondering, my jacket size is 44 long, and my right arm's just a little longer than my left.
Happy, hit it around the tower, sink your putt, and we'll go to sudden death.
I'll just beat him now.
Oh, good luck.
Chaz, I know you're going to help me with this one.
Coming?
All right.
here's to Chubbs, wherever he is.
Hey, Happy. Nice jacket.
Who are you waving at, Happy?
Nobody, Grandma. Let's go home.
Always in the morning. Never been away, hey.